Okay, we're on the Chesed Amud Aleph. Okay, we're looking for the makor of how we know that a father and a husband are made for the Dorim of Anar Murasim. Yivei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Bein Ish Ishto, Bein Av Levito. Pasuk says there's a case where Ish Ishto and Av Levito go together. Nikan Anar Murasim Shavio Baile Mefir and Dorecho. Or says Latanat Rabbi Shmuel, if Hayo Siyali Ish my Ovid Lake. We learned before that we learned it from him. V'im ha'yosia le'ish, the vav is mosif that it's possible she should be married and her father should still have reshus legabei her nedarim. So what does he do with that pasuk? Mokim le'idach de rabba, le'idach de rava. Right? Rashi explains what it is, or idach de rabba. One of these is rabba and one's rava. The before it's like this, ben ish le'ishto ben av levito. The ish tichsivi b'haikra lo tzrichi. Don't have to say bein ish li ishto bein av levito. The imishum ish li ishto harik var nemer lamala. Ela mikan lenar murasa de bein avu bein ish mefirin doreha. Ish means her baal. The ish mefir chelko be ishto v'av mefir chelko be bito. So here's the makor where you know that a nar murasa, her husband and her father have to be mefir together. Ki idach de rabba. The Omer Lekamon Makish Kodim Havaya Shnia. The what's it called? The case is like this: the a woman gets married only Erison, and she gets divorced, or her husband dies, and she had Nedarim, and then her what's it called? Her she gets another what's it called? Erison. So her father also is mefer together with the second arus too, because that's what it says. Hayosia leish hayosia two havayis. Masha should marry twice. Hayosia leish. So we'll learn it later. But in any case, so he needs it for that drasha. Im hayosia leish, not to tell me that v'im the vav that anara murasa the father and the husband, even the second arusin. The father and the arus have to be mefer. Okay, so that's what he needs that pasuk for. The rabba hide the tani dvei Rabbi Shmuel by avidlei. And rabba, what does he learn from the pasuk? Bein ish le ishto bein av levito. Niboyalei lomar shabal mefer nedarim shebein oladeina. That we only really know that a husband can be mefer nedarim of inui nefesh. We're going to learn all that later. Right, but where do we know that a husband can also be made for nedarim that are not inu nefesh, but bein ol leveino, things that have to do with their intimate relationship, with their personal relationship? So that we learn from this pasuk, bein ish leishto, we learn that has anything that's dvarim should bein ol leveino, the husband also can be made for. Not only can he be made for nedarim of inu nefesh. Rashi, dvarim should bein ol leveino. They may not be dvarim shel inui nefesh, but they're things that affect their personal relationship. Okay. So now we have two different makaros for where we know that anara murasa, her father and the husband, are mefer together. Tanan Rebbe Shmuel learns it from bein ish leishto bein av levito. And the other shita learns from that pasuk that a husband can be made for dvarim shebein ol leveino, and the rabba learns it from the im hayosia leish, right? The vav adds on to what came before the father and the arus, and he learns what's it called. And the other shita learns in that pasuk im hayosia that if she's an arusa twice, also the same halach applies. Okay. Iboyelahu. Now, where is a shy like this? Baal megiz gayiz or maklish kolish. When the husband, could be the same thing with the father, lechora, but the shy is by either one. Since they have to do a b'shutfis, so what do they affect? When one does it and the other one doesn't, right? And they're waiting now for the other one to do something. So what does the first one affect? Does he affect, he takes away half the neder, right? It's a chatzi shir the kamus. Half of the nether is on one shoulder and half of the nether is on the other shoulder. So when one is mefer, he takes away half the nether. Or no, it's a chatzishir be'echus. He diminishes the entire nether halfway. Okay? It's half the nether's off completely, or the whole nether is diminished halfway. Right? Megas Gai is the first way, cuts off half the nether. Or Miklish Kolish, he weakens the entire nether. So Hecha Komet Boyalod, what would be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be Kigon de Nodra betray Zaysin. She made a nether not to eat two zesim of bread, whatever, right? Two zesim. V'shoma arus v'hefer lo, and the arus heard, and he was mefer. V'achulison, she ate both zesim. So im amra megiz gayiz, that what's it called, that he did half, so half the nether is not there. So what's it called? Blakyos. So, but she ate one kazayis. There's still a nether on one kazayis. One kazayis is God because of the arus. So she ate a kezias, and she'll get malchus because she ate a full kezias against her nether. I amrina mikle kolish. However, Isura, if you hold though that he weakens the entire nether halfway, so then there's no full nether over here. So the ma'aser she won't get malchus, right? Isura be'almahu. So the nether now has been weakened. It's no longer a nether that you get malchus for because it's a weakened nether, and therefore she won't get malchus. Rashi, Migas Gaius, Mahu Shehu Mefer, when he's Mefer, his half, Kotze Tzachatzi Shel HaNeder, he cuts off half the nether, V'okro L'gamre, V'chelek Acher K'Nekoi Koi, but she still remains with the other half of the nether. Ad Osi Avu Mefer Losu Chelek, until the father will come and be Mefer the other Chelek. But each one is Mefer half the nether. O Miklish Kolish, Tafarasu Pashta Mekule Nether. His Hafara has effect on the entire nether halfway. The Kolish lay b'ma'at, but it weakens it. The HaNether, it's a quality thing, not a quantity thing. The HaNether Kal, Imashahoy Anashav, and the nether is reduced. Its strength is reduced. Kagon Shinodra Mishne Zesim, Shalot Tochle. She made a nether not to eat two Zesim. Bishoba Aurus, the Hafer Lochelko, Vachlos and Lazesim. And the Aurus was made for his part, and the what's it called, and now she ate both of them. Iamris Megis Gai is the Hishoba Aurus who made for Chelko, Havi Nether Mufer, the Havia Kiilu Chelko Beemsonishnaim, Loki, Haitza, Vachlos and Lazesim, Bishum Lavdalo Yachel, the Hiochla Hadach Trezesim, Chad Havi Mutter, Bahaforis Aurus, the Megis Gai is Lenidra, the Edach Osir Mishum Chelekoav, the Nibs the Ochla Zayish. So if she ate both Zesim, one of them is gone. The Isser is gone because the husband took off half the nether. But the other half of the nether is still there completely. So she ate a Kazayis with a full nether, and therefore she gets Malchus. Okay, the Gemara doesn't seem to take into consideration that nothing happens until both of them do it. What's it called? Each one has a half a koach, because if they only had a koach together, and I will see later on that it's possible for the father to get the koach of the husband or whatever. Gemara took on, they both have a koach. It's just that the full hatara doesn't happen except from both of them. But not that neither has a koach except together. That's not the case.
Is this all on the assumption that the other
will be made first? Yeah, because not Mefer, then the nether remains right.
The entire nether.
Right. The Iomres Miklish Kolish, the Eno Chotech Lishnayim, doesn't cut it in half quantitatively. Ela Lemayet Mekula, it reduces the entire nether halfway. The Lohavi a nether Chomer, Kedahavi ad Hashtem. Haki Ochla Hano Trezesik, even Shah Nether Niklish, the Mekele Surah, the Almahu, the Avda. So it comes out, there's no full power of a nether to get Malchus. It's just an Isser. And you don't get Malchus for that. Volmakia, the Hanether, Eno Gomer. It's not a full nether, it's a half strength nether. Okay, Toshvas, the word of Rizariah. Emosai Omru, Meis Habal, Nisrok the Rishus La'av. Right, even though really this is a continuation until tomorrow, but we'll start it here. Maybe we'll start again from here tomorrow. Let's start at this. Amosay Amru Meis Habal Nisrok the Rishus La'av. Where's the case where if the husband died, the father, then the entire power to be made for this nether empties out to the father? Where do you say that? Bisman shelo shoma habal kodim sheyamos. The what's it called? The husband didn't hear this nether before he died. Okay, she made a nether. The husband didn't hear about it, and he dropped dead that day before he heard about it. Okay. Oh sheshoma vishosak, or he heard the nether and he didn't say a word. Oh sheshoma the hafer, or he heard and he was made for it. Right, so he's made for it. The father surely can be made for the other half. But in the first case, he didn't hear this nether at all, or he heard it and he kept quiet. He wasn't made commit, he wasn't made for it. Right? Umesh bobayov, and he died that day, so the nether could still be mufer for the father, still that day. Zuhi shishadin umesh habal disrok the rishus la'av. That's the case where if the husband died, the entire rishus to be made for her nether goes over to the father. And the father now can be made for himself, either because the Baal was already made for his half, that's obvious, or because the Baal wasn't involved with this nether b'chlav. He didn't hear it, or he heard it and he kept quiet. Right? Tomorrow we'll see what the other possibilities are, but in all these possibilities, if the husband dies, the father gets the koach to be made for it completely. We'll see it doesn't work the other way around. If the father dies, the husband cannot never gets the koach to do it by himself. As long as the nether was something that the father could have been made for. Doesn't work the other way. As psukim, we'll see. That's we'll get to it tomorrow.
So my take is doesn't the Gemara take into account the possibility, which is the most obvious one, nothing happens unless they both do it.
Why isn't that even a possibility?
Yeah, it seems the most obvious possibility.
Yeah, because it could be that it's the same cloud that the kol she'eno b'zeh or zeh afilu b'vasach ha'sein. Just it works the other way. You can't have something that two people can do together that they have no koach separately. Right? The father has some kind of koach in his daughter. We'll see that even if the husband dies, he has a complete koach. Right? And the Baal has some kind of koach too. But if neither one had koach to do anything on their own, then all of a sudden, how does it come that they have a koach together? Two zeros can't make a one.
You find that in mitzias.
Where?
Two people want to lift something.
No, but each one can lift something. They just can't. If one person can't lift anything, then two people who can't lift anything can't lift something together. They have to be able to lift something.
So
there's a riot to the other way.
No.